a knowing, a general knowing, to a complete identification. So while we may still be chugging along, meeting our false self, releasing our false self, and dreaming in big, there is this arrival of this force or presence that is, they're saying it's like the quantum field, and I don't have the words to explain, but I have the impression. So the impression is simply imagine this template that is being like held. This is what it looks like for those with video. It's sort of like this is us, and this is here like magnetizing, helping us to feel. Now when I say feel, my whole body's being lit up. To feel that attractiveness, to feel that empowerment. So here's what I want to say. Your false self is going to surface, the shadow, it's going to surface. But let me explain something. That truth is so attractive now, it's so present now, that it's going to be much easier to find our placement, to find our true value, to find our true performance. So the more that we can be at ease with this formula. Now this formula is here to stay. I'm literally looking at, how do I say this? Imagine like a ring of angels that look as big and powerful as Archangel Michael. So we all kind of have an image of Archangel Michael. That's the kind of strength that I'm watching each of us have securely in place from here on out. Now, of course, it's always been there, but it's for us to come to that proper station. So as we move through the ascension process, it's sort of like we have to graduate to make use of the requirements. Because, and they're showing me like, it's that, what do you call that? That tree of life, but I just see all these configurations, except it's mobile. So when I think of it, I just think of like 1D or 2D. And this is like a living library. This is like alive energetically. So this is the point, is as we allow that reassemblance, as we allow, oh my gosh, I'm just watching on your chakra systems, as we allow this tuning, as we allow this higher vision, when I want to say like our lives are not ours, what I mean is we've been living the false self, we've been living the ego's illusion. And so as we, it's almost like showing up at the washing machine. If you're an item of a dirt, if you're a dirty clothing item, it's fine to show up at the washing machine because, hey, you get cleaned. And this is the whole point. So the more that we can play with our linear, that false ideology where we think we know the right way, we think we know what's best for us, we think we got it all figured out. We actually don't, and that's okay, because how could we if we're still following our personality self? We don't have a clue all that's available to us, and that's the good news. So the energies that's coming forth are coming forth for our transformation. They're coming forth for our signaling of readiness. So the more that like we step up to like, you know, the clothes hanger, the washing machine, in other words, being ready to explore, oh gosh, I want to say like advanced consciousness, but those words just don't signal, because it's more of a, it feels like a leap of faith where, I know this sounds weird, but it's sort of like when you play poker and, well, I'll just turn in the cards. I'll get some new cards. That's what it feels like, because it really is going beyond the comfort zone in a way. As much as we don't like that personality self and the false self and the ego, it's our security blanket. We know the rules. So to go beyond that really is a leap of faith, because you're just allowing, they're showing me fertility. You're allowing your higher self to override your old security program. And so that's why in droves, everyone that's on a spiritual path, I really, really want this. I don't understand what the problem is. The problem is we still hold on. We hold on to lack. We hold on to limitation. So it's like a journey into Tomorrowland. So if we can get comfortable in realizing, you know, it's almost like that trust exercise where they're all there ready to catch you, and you're learning to let go and trust. That's what we're doing. But we're trusting our divinity. We're trusting our higher self. We're trusting that our higher awareness had a plan for our remembrance. It had a plan for our regeneration. When I say regeneration, I just see you guys like just lighting up, like ding, 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 lighting up. So the more that we allow this, now that means we're not in control anymore. It means that our entire plan, our plan for the next 5 years, like may just be chucked out the window. As you allow your higher truth to dictate. As you allow your higher truth to dictate. So again, we are building that bridge to that quantum leap of faith that brings us into excellent provisions. Now, when I say excellent provisions, I literally have Moses standing right here. So this is the point. It's like you can listen to your false self that's still trying to control, or you can hang out with Moses. So this is what's totally available. Pick the master of your choice. But this is what's totally available. This is what's totally available as you will permit yourself to arrive. So the energies that are coming through are bringing us movement. They're bringing us merging. They're bringing us closer to our likelihood, to our achievement. And when I say achievement, it's not through trying to control people, places, and things. It's opening up to your higher channels, opening up to your higher allowance. There is nobody in the etheric room that we're gathered in today that doesn't channel. Nobody. Everybody does. We're at different stages of allowing it, because if we allow it, then we have to release. Then we don't know what to expect. So the energies that are coming through are teaching us. We've got Lyrians here supporting us. They're teaching us how to reverberate with higher consciousness. And I'm just showing, being shown the third eye, where we're going to feel, sense, explore with delight our new sense of intelligence. Because again, it's not going to come from our past conditioning. It's not going to come from the brain. It's going to come from the transmissions. And so someone's getting really strong transmissions from Sirius. I don't know who that is, but it's coming from the transmissions. Now the transmissions, it's not like a lot. It's not like go here, go here, go here. It's putting you in higher states of consciousness. It's putting you in like altered realities. Now, as they're showing me two of pentacles, so it's like balancing that, holding that. And again, with the infinity symbol. So as we learn how to say yes, as we increase our confidence and our readiness, everybody's ready. We're all on like the structure path. In other words, there's protection. I'm just gonna say it that way. It's built in for you to succeed. It's built in for you to succeed. That's what I mean by protection. It's like every step is ordered. So we don't need to be looking to the right or the left, because someone else's steps are not going to help us. We're healing our own consciousness. We're merging with our own victory, our own soul choices. So all of that comparison stuff, out the window. It's totally useless. If you show up at someone else's gift and you haven't merged with your higher presence, and you haven't cleaned your own shadow and integrated, and you don't have your gifting, you're not going to be able to carry out your divine calling. So this is very, very relevant. This is very, very relevant. Everyone's got a place. It's like a play. You want to get ready for a play, and you take someone else's script. Well, I'm just going to take, I'm going to learn their part. Well, that's fine, but it's not your part. So it's not going to help you prepare. They're asking us to receive this. They're asking us to receive this. That's how special each of our journeys are. Not from egoic specialness, but from our trained consensus. In other words, what we have to offer in the way that we have to offer it is like no other. So not only are we bringing ourselves to higher acquaintance, but as we do that, there is divine planning for our service. So it may be those that can receive you because of your background, because of your experiences, because of your social economic positioning, because of your geographic positioning. Whatever it may be, there are those that are going to receive you, that you're needed. It's very, very important we all receive that. It doesn't matter if there are 100 channelers, there is nobody that can bring to the table what you're going to present. And for those that need to hear it, that will be missing something if you don't stand tall and proud. So they're asking us to take a moment to receive that. There is no lesser, there is no greater. If someone's standing in a stadium, that's how they're serving. If someone is a checkout clerk, that's how they're serving. Equal in stature, equal in importance, equal in relevance. They're really trying to kick out those props that we all tend to hold with this hierarchy. We watch the Olympics, gold, silver, bronze. We're always pigeonholed. This is how the ego functions. Segmented, separated. And they're saying we see how well separation is working, playing out. This is the point. This is the point. We have to entitle ourselves. We are learning how to release that belief in separation in our own consciousness. So what's occurring in the outer is symbolic of the healing that is to take place in the inner. There's just so much that's going to be recognized by mass consciousness. There's a next level of entitlement that is to be recognized by those that are masters coming to witness their wholeness. So these groupings are coming forth in greater and greater measures, greater and greater frequency for preparation. Because each of you have signaled and said yes, how may I serve? And so as we allow bygones to be bygones, as we look into our own consciousness, when you notice you are separating others, good, bad, fat, skinny, right, wrong, higher, lower, notice it and play the game of equality. Because as you will demonstrate truth, it will be received. And it is needed, dear ones. It is needed. So as we open ourselves to grace, as we open ourselves to highest advancement, the offerings continue to pour and continue to pour. There is Black Tara, who I have not seen in forever, and she's helping us to break the spell of illusion. gosh, I forget. It's like she helps us break things. But again, false identity. Because what we're offering to the collective is needed. So there's support for that change to occur. Now the change is going to occur for each of us. It is a rapid succession of divine union. Because as you offer this to others, when you notice yourselves, the rules are changing for us. So as we drop those separation constructs, beliefs, we do this for ourselves. We no longer exclude ourselves from readiness, from arriving. We release the hatchet. Now, when I'm saying that, release the hatch, it's like, for me personally, I'm just watching all of this like school material, you know, all the grading, all of the propaganda is what someone's saying to me. And I'm just watching it like a funnel, like almost like, what do you call those gutters? You know, when like it comes, the water comes down, or like a slide or whatever, but one of those enclosed pipes the kids slide down, water slide or whatever. So it's just pouring out. It's just pouring out. This is how we change the world. This is how we change our life. Because there are many of us that are ready for our next step, and we hold ourselves back through our own self-determining reason. You're not ready yet. I don't have faith in you yet. As we drop this segregation, as we drop the separation, there's nothing to do to be ready. It's about accepting what already is, accepting who you already are, allowing truth to be heard, to be seen. And what I'm seeing, oh my gosh, a gyroscope, is that what you call those things? It's an orb, circular, but it's got these, someone's going to tell me exactly what I'm looking at. It's moving around the circle. Let's just say this. Now this is traveling for each of us. Now I've got a portal. So we're opening to our divine self, to our divine witness. So we can see the light. We can remember our light. We can remember our truth. We can remember our wholeness. Excuse me. As each will receive in good measure. In good measure, I'm looking at flour, and it's like two cups, two, like, it's just never stopping. It's just on and on, like an assembly line. So in English, receive to your heart's content. And they're saying that we will notice where we put the block, where we put the stop, where we put the limitation, and to make note of it. Because the more we understand that we're the ones creating the stoppage, the limitation, we'll deny ourselves no thing, no good pleasure. We have to recognize our own innocence, our own readiness. So as we will receive with delight, as we will receive with wholeness, as we will receive our divine union, we bring this forth to the table for all to witness. We allow all to receive our light. Now this is very relevant for some of us that don't like to be seen, don't like to be noticed, like to hide out in the shadows. We're getting used to being seen. There go the orbs. You're not being seen in your physicality. Others are going to receive your light. and they're going to respond. They may smile. They may get healed. They may step back because it may trigger them, but they will receive it. We're learning to stand out, not as special, not as the wise elder ones, but as ones demonstrating the truth of all beings. There is nothing that will come to you that is not ready for all. You're simply answering the call a little earlier. Receive the light in good measure. So remember our definition of good measure: continuous inflow and allow yourselves to feel comfortable with that increase. Allow yourselves to plug in. Allow it to be your normal awareness. Allow yourselves to know that this gift is what you agreed to carry, the torch of light, the awakened heart, the Christ energy. And allow this light to reverberate to all of our brethren, our brothers, sisters, for them to be connected to the higher source. For those that are still in belief of polarization, which is all of us, for this light to remind all of us, all beings on planet Earth, of the truth. United we are one in all ways. Let us pray. So it is.